Riley Green. This is, I find it gross. But anyway, Riley Green had a woman throw a pair of underpants up on stage. He proceeded to pick them up with a drumstick and then he hung them on one of his band members' microphone and said this.
Ma'am, you dropped those. I tell you what, I'm playing a little bit of a song about a girl I met at the bar one night. This is a family-friendly song to wake up from.
I like how he just moves on from ma'am, you dropped those two. I'm not going to talk about it. It seemed like he was totally grossed out. And I'm sorry, I would be.
Can someone please tell me, and I hope I don't sound old when I'm saying this, but I'm a dude, and I'll go ahead and say it. I'd like to look at women. Mm-hmm. I think women are very beautiful, and I appreciate them. You know, I've never had, nor will I ever have, somebody throw their underwear at me. And I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that. It's just the cold, hard fact. That's never going to happen to me.
It's happened forever.
Yes, it has. This is not a new thing.
No.
This has been happening.
I'm sure
Frank Sinatra had to dodge some underwear on stage. Elvis, the Beatles, they all had to. Riley Green, welcome to the club. What is the final outcome? What do you think is going to happen? Anybody, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but here's the cold, hard fact. If you ever get a chance to go backstage and give something to an artist, I can't say 10 times out of 10, but the majority of the times, that artist does not keep what you give him. It's going to go to his tour manager, where it's going to go to somebody else who wants it, or it might even go in the garbage. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. I've seen it, and so have you, Tammy,
yes.
Countless times when fans are giving something to somebody, and it just gets discarded backstage, right?
Are you telling me that stuffed animal I threw at a Backstreet Boy in the 90s... They didn't keep it?
No, it's on Kevin's bed still to this day, I'm sure. Yes, no, it's been thrown away. And it's horrible. It's horrible, but it's just the way it is. They're not going to take it with them. They're not. It's going to get thrown away.
Yes.
And that's the cold, hard fact. So when you're throwing your drawers, first of all, you know, ew. Second of all, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, it depends on what it was. Did they pull them off and throw them on stage?
Probably not.
Or did they buy a sexy pair of underwear, take a Sharpie and write their cell number or their Instagram handle or something like that on the underpants and throw them up? Because I would like to think that's what it was. Not that, well, I've been at this concert for a while, I'm sweating, I'm going to run to the bathroom, tear off my underpants, come back and throw them up on stage.
Hang on.
Ugh.
Are y'all throwing your number on the underwear? Because that's kind of hot.
Well,
now that I think about it, it's kind of hot.
Yes, I think that's the point. But if you're Riley Green, are you going, oh, there's the underwear with the number. I'm calling that girl.
I
don't think he's calling her.
I think you're right, Jessica. That's a really good point. I am no prude by any stretch of the imagination. And while underwear would titillate me, I don't think I want a girl that wants to throw her drawers on stage.
That's
a really good point. Oh, maybe for a night.
Well, and if you're Riley Green, you're probably getting multiple numbers. So what are you going through? Okay, so there's the red lacy ones.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
God, can you imagine having so many pairs of underwear thrown at you? You getting it. Oh, you know what? That's not my style. No, I like the high riding underwear. The choices Riley Green must have. He must have a complete Victoria's Secret department store in his closet.
Yeah. By his reaction, he doesn't want your damn underpants.
Ma'am, you dropped
these. I'm sorry, but it's just he doesn't want them.
Ma'am, you dropped these. What a great line. Good for Riley. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.